dog, running ahead of the others, suddenly stopped, whirled around, and barked sharply. Preacher heeded the big cur's warning and looked past dog, back along the canyon. He spotted the group of mounted warriors riding hard toward him. The Sioux were still 3/4 of a mile away. Preacher and his companions were closer to the cleft where they sought to take refuge, but with the wagon, they couldn't move as fast as a war party mounted on swift ponies. All they could do was try, thought Preacher. And then he thought, well, there might be something else.
Jock, I'm going to ride on ahead and try to slow down those varmints.
You can't do that. You'll be killed.
That ain't my plan. You're in charge, but pay attention to anything Eugene has to say. He's a smart old bird.
If you're determined to go, I'm coming with you.
Oh, no, you ain't. You promised you'd do what I told you.
Yeah! With that, Preacher heeled the big stallion into a faster run and pulled away from Fitzwarren's horse with ease. He didn't look back to make sure Fitzwarren was following orders. He'd done what he could as far as that went. He became aware of the shaggy gray shape racing alongside him for all he was worth.
Go! Get on back with the others! Go back! Guard!
The big cur continued running, obviously intent on engaging with the Sioux.
Dog, go back!
Dog finally slowed and reluctantly turned around to rejoin the others. That eased Preacher's mind somewhat. With the speed horse was making and the way the Sioux were charging toward him, the gap between them was disappearing rapidly. He had passed the cleft in the canyon wall, and the Indians were only a few hundred yards away now. Preacher estimated that the war party numbered between 20 and 30. Mighty hefty odds, but he intended to whittle them down a tad. Not just yet, though. He had to wait until they were closer. They probably thought he was plumb loco, one man charging a whole war party this way. And maybe he was crazy, he thought, as a grin tugged at the corners of his mouth under the thick mustache. He'd always been the type to charge hell with a bucket of water. But he wasn't throwing his life away mindlessly. He had a plan. 200 yards. 100 yards. Close enough.
Ho!
Preacher hauled back on the reins and brought horse to a sliding stop.
Hold steady, old son.